Bonus: what not to say even with the best intentions. As I told you before. I know a student who almost always begins his sentences with, "as I told you before," when he starts talking. This phrase has its place and time. Use this when it's absolutely necessary that you point out what you have mentioned previously. Otherwise, using this phrase too frequently makes the listener annoyed, not to mention making you come across as pretentious. Look at this sentence below.
As I told you before, I have a trip to Hawaii next week, so I won't be able to attend your birthday party.
You see how pretentious this could sound?
I have a trip to Hawaii next week, so I won't be able to attend your birthday party. Sorry.
Even if you didn't mention your trip before, just politely say it, as if you're telling them for the first time. Don't make them feel bad. As you can see in my resume, I know a student who used this phrase in a job interview. As soon as she said this phrase, all three hiring managers looked down at the resume and shifted their attention away from her. Don't use this at the job interview. Chances are, they don't remember all the details about your resume. Don't tell them to look at the resume. Instead, engage them by telling them an interesting story and make them want you. A job interview is about selling and promoting yourself to the hiring managers. It's not about checking off a list of qualifications. If you're applying as a financial officer, you would never say,
"As you can see in my resume, I was the beer drinking champion at my university for 4 consecutive years."
Don't assume that they remember every detail from your resume. Just tell them a story.